Psachim, Perek Tes, Mishneh Vov. The Mishneh now is going to be dealing with the concept of Tmuras Pesach. So we have to explain. The concept of Tmura is, the Torah says in the end of Parshas Bukhu Koisai, Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yomir Oisai. One is not allowed to exchange the Kedusha on one Behemah if he decides he wants to bring another Behemah. Takes a Korban Oilo and he wants to switch the Kedusha on Korban, on Behemah A. There was already Nisyachid with Kedusha's Korban Oilo. He wants to switch it to Behemah B. Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yomir Oisai. It's a lav. Not only that, but there's a din vim homer yomer behema bivehema vayuhu tmuras yekaidish. If he tries to be machlum, it doesn't work. You're not supposed to do it. If it's done, then the kedusha actually doesn't go over, but it actually is nitvas in the behema that he was that he would try to be miyachid tmuras the first behema. He was over on the Isser, now the Kedusha is Chal on the second Behemah as well. The Kedusha, the second Behemah, it's called the Tmuras, Oila, Tmur Shlomo, whatever it is. You have it by every Korban. So by every Tmuras, Oila, Tmur Shlomo, it has Kedusha's Korban. It can be brought as an Oila Shlomo. But there are differences between the original and between the Tmura of that Korban that was created out there, this Maisa, which the Torah defines as a lav. Again, to go into all the dinim of Tmura, there's a whole Masechas Tmura, you have the dinim also as well in Zvachim, and through the length and breadth of Kachim. The Mishnah over here will concern itself with Tmuras Pesach. Omer Rabbi Yeshua has a Shmua. You have Tanoim that say, Shamati, they have a Shmua, and the Shmua is a little bit sosum, it has to be explained. It's like Divrei Amiroim that explain Tanoim, you have it by Tanoim also. Rabbi Yeshua says he has a Kabbalah, a Memra from Free the Gedoiris, Shamati shetmuras Pesach krevo, utmuras Pesach ena krevo. Ve'en li nefash. There are types of tmuras Pesach which are hukrav, types of tmuras Pesach which are not hukrav, and I don't know what this is referring to. Now, there should be an obvious question over here. What does that mean that a Korban Pesach, if it was created on, the Kedusha of a Korban Pesach was created on a different behemoth, and it becomes a Korban Pesach. How could one person bring two Korban Pesachs? Doesn't make sense. The answer to this lies in a halacha. It's Gzeis HaKosel, where I'm beginning, as Zvachim learns it out from a pasuk, that Korban Pesach really has a dual identity. Bizmanoi, it's a Korban Pesach. Shaloi Bizmanoi, it's a Korban Shlom. That means if somebody would take Korban Pesach, l'moshul, if it's brought, we learned in Perek Tam and Ishchad, if it's brought Bizmanoi, it's brought Shaloi L'shmo, puzzle. Doesn't have the din of a regular korban that it's just a psul legabe ritzu legabe being yoytzi de chavoscho. The korban is puzzle. It's nisrav. A korban pesach shaloi bizmano. If on the morning, this is a question on the morning of the 14th, maybe it already became a korban pesach. But let's say somebody's over eager. He has a korban pesach. He has his shrapsel put aside. On the 13th day of Nisan, he goes to Beis Hamikdash. He's makrivit l'shem korban shlom. It's fine. He wasn't yet to Korban Pesach, obviously, but it's a regular Korban Shlomo. It's a kosher Korban Shlomo. Because a Korban Pesach Shaloi Bizmano is a Korban Shlomo. It lies in the shame Korban Pesach that's a Shlomo Shaloi Bizmano. That being said, so we're talking about over here, about the Tmuras Pesach being brought by Kedusha Shlomo. So what's the problem? The problem is Rabbi Yeshua has a Shmua that sometimes yes, sometimes not. Vainly the Farish. Omer Rabbi Kiva Ani HaFarish. HaPesach shenimtza koidim shchitis HaPesach. A Korban Pesach which was lost, l'mashal. Somebody had an oilam, there were 30 Erlich Yidin, they had their Shepsela, they were Miyuchid, they were Menuyim. The Korban went lost. It's the afternoon, the 14th, the Shepsela ran off, hiding someplace in the Hori Yehuda. So they mafish another Seh, and they're Miyachid that Seh now for their Korban Pesach. And they find the second korban. They find the first one, the original one, the one that was lost, before they shechted the second one. They then found the first shepsel. And now you have in front, you have two kvasim. They shechted the second one. So the first one, which was the original korban pesach, there's nothing wrong, by the way, with being magdish, the second one. They needed a korban pesach. That's not tmura. That's a korban pesach. When they were makriv the second keves, what they did was, they were doicha, it's nitcha, There's a dichui that's chal in the first behema. Dichui is a kachrim dika concept. It's not only true by kachrim. It could be true by mitzvahs also. So again, various places in Shas, where something has a certain state of yichud for a certain mitzvah, a certain kedusha, and then it becomes not roi, zeitweilig, temporarily, or it goes through something which renders it not fit for that yichud. So that dichui, the state of being nidcha, even if it's something temporary, but it falls off. Over here it's not temporary, because the first one was brought, finished, that's it. There's no kavod bezak. Can't bring it next year. So the second one is nidcha from being a kavod pesach. It has a psul dichui in its kedushas agov. Still has kedushas agov, but it has a dichui in its state of kedushas agov. Because there's a psul dichui that was chal in the kedushas agov, the halach is yira achi stoev. This is a concept that's found in kachem over and over again, especially in Maseches Tmura. Yira means you put out that behema. You have, again, you have a Korban Pesach, which was rendered useless, a dichoy was chal in it, a psul dichoy was chal in the Kedush Saguf. Yiri, you put it out to pasture, Miloshin Roya. Achi Yistoyev, Yistoyev literally means until it gets ruined. What it means over here is until you put it in a rocky field, until it breaks something and it becomes a balmum. Once you have a behemoth that has Kedush Saguf, Kedush Saguf you can't take off. If you're Magdish a behemoth Korban Oilu, you can't be poidit. Poidit is on something that's Kedush Dom. Somebody's Magdish his car, his house, whatever it is to the Beis HaMikdash, it's the property of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gabbai, the Gizbor, can allow it to be Nifta. That's Pidyon Hekdash. That's not a problem. Pashas B'chukoyse. But Kiddush Saguf is not eligible for parole. You can't take off Kiddush Saguf of a carbon until the Kiddush Saguf is compromised, because it's not Roy Lakrov anymore. It becomes a Balmum. Psule HaMukdashim, after it's Yistoyev, you could take off the Kedush Zaguf al yidei pedir. So yir achi yistoev. V'yimocher, it's then sold. The Kedusha in the animals chal on the money. What do you use the money for? V'yikach b'dam of shlomim. Remember, Korban Pesach has a dual identity. It's also a Korban shlomim. So you take with the money of the second Shepsela, that's not lost, but it can't be used to fulfill your choyv as Korban Pesach. It becomes a shlomim. V'chein t'murase. That's the case of Tmuras Pesach Eni Hukrav, because the Tmura gets the Kedusha. When you say Zebim Koim Zeh, Zeh Tmurasi, Zeh Tmuras Behema Zu, the second Behema, you weren't allowed to do it, the second Behema gets the Kedusha of the first, and the first was already Nitcha. So what's Chal on the second Behema is also a Psul with a Psul Dichui. In the Kedusha Taguf lies the Psul Dichui, you can't bring it. You have to be Yirat Shistov, Kaz Kedusha Taguf, Yirat Shistov, and V'yikach B'dam of Shlomo. However, achashchitza pesach shteitor chidish. That means that again, the same oilam that lost their shepsel, they were miyachin another kevis, they shechted the second one, and then the first one magically showed up. So now they have their kevis. We don't look at him as a nidcha. Why? Because he wasn't in front of us. Nobody was ever doicha him. Sounds almost like an emotional thing. He wasn't here, and we chose not to use him. He wasn't here. He was nevad. He wasn't eligible. He wasn't here for a carbon, so he wasn't nidcha. So then he has this kevis has kedushas pesach intact, and there's nothing you can do with it. So what taka do you do with it? If you make a tmura, again you're not allowed to, but if you make a tmura, what's chal on the second behema is complete kedushas carbon pesach. Now, obviously, you can't use it for a Korban Pesach because next year it's going to be too old. And remember, you already shechted a different kevis. So what do you have to do with it? It's a Korban Pesach Shalom Bismarck. On Cholamot, you bring a Korban Shalom. If you find the behemoth, the shepsel that went lost, you find him Erev Pesach, an hour before Shkia, after you already makriv, you're already bringing the basar to the place where the chabura is going to roast the Korban Pesach to eat that night. They find their shepsel. What do you do with him? Tie him to a fence until Chol HaMoed. No, Chol HaMoed, bring him a Korban Shlomo. Kedusha Sakuf. Pesach Shalev is mine as a Korban Shlomo. Remember, no Psul Dichui was calling him. So good. And the Tmur of him as well would be a Korban Shlomo. Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah continues along the same lines of the Korban Bizmano, Shalev Bizmano, which Korban Pesach have in them a din of Kedusha Sakuf that they could be Hokrav. Hamafrish Nekeva Lepischoi. Korban Pesach has to be a Zohar. Zochar ben Shona, the Torah says in Parshas Boy. So if it's if he was mafish nekeva lepizchay, obviously it doesn't work. It's not really like Rova. Kedushas Kav Bezach is not matim for nekeva. Oy zochar ben shtei shonim, or it was the wrong age. So here's a basic rule. He didn't make a mistake over here. It's not kedushin betoys. He was magdish, and he said hareze. It's chal. But the Kedusha Zaguf is Chal Ba'ifim, where it's not really like Rava. So it has Kedusha Zaguf, but it's a Makulkul. It's a problematic Kedusha Zaguf. It's not really like Rava. So what do you do? Again, Yira Adshi Yistoyev. You have to get off the Kedusha Zaguf. You can't be paid a behema that has a behema that's a Shlomim, that's a Tomim, that has Kedusha Zaguf. You can't be paid it. You can only be paid it after it becomes a Balmum. Set up the situation, Yira, in a rocky field, Adshi Yistoyev, until it breaks a leg or any other mum, V'yimocha V'yiplu Domim V'linadomim. Over here it doesn't say Domim V'lishlomim. Why? Because Kedushas Karbonis was never properly chal on it. It was a Kedushas Karbonis which is a makulkul, like we said. Because it was chal on that Kedusha, on a type of behemoth that's not roi for that Kedusha. So it doesn't have the regular Kedusha Sagov. So it can be brought as a carbon. You could take the Domim, it has Kedusha, and it's put l'nedova. This is Mishnayis and Shkolim, where money was put in a chest, Shoifrois, that were in the Beis HaMikdash, and they used to fill up the Mizbeach with Karbonis at low times, when there wasn't so much activity. They would bring Nedova, it's covered Mizbeach HaMikdash, and that's what was done with it. We'll just point out, L'chayru was saying over here that you have to go through the same process of Yirat Shistov. Why? Because it has Kedusha Zaguf, and Kedusha Zaguf can never go off without opinion. A sentence later we said, but you can't bring it as a regular carbon, you can't just V'yiplu Dom of L'shlom. Why? Because it doesn't have regular Kedusha Zaguf. So make up your mind, does it have Kedusha Zaguf or not? Why not say that because it was the Kedusha was Chal Neba'ifin that it can't be a carbon Pesach, so it's not Kedush Zaguf, it's Kedush Zdomim. It's property in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you can be paid it right away before it became a Balmum. The answer to that is a whole sugya where the Rishonim make an Arichus out of this. The Tos Yom Tov brings it over here. Also, in Tvura there's an Arichus. There's a Yisoid by a Behema that's a Shlomim. That means the Behema over here is royal Kedush Zaguf. The Behema is a Tom, it's not a Balmum. Any type of Kedusha, Kedushas Domim of Beis HaMikdash, which is Chal on a Behema, automatically gets an upgrade to Kedusha Zaguf. V'loshen HaGemara, Migu denachti lo Kedushas Domim, nachto nami Kedusha Zaguf. That's a klal. A Behema that's roi for a carbon can't be Chal on it that it's the property of Hekdash. If it's Shayach to Hekdash, it's Shayach to Kedusha's Karbonis. So you put on it a Kedusha, which is not feasible. It can't be a carbon pesach. It's a bench nosayim. It's in a keva. So the kedushas haguf is chal, but it's chal with a kilkul, with a problem. So it doesn't have the regular din yip, that it can be a shlomim, but it also does have kedushas haguf. So you have to wait for it to become a malmum in order to be paida. That's the dual identity over here. Hamafish pischoy vomes. Here you have a different case. 10 people, let's say, were monui. They were mafish de Pesach, or let's say a yochid, according to Madama, that a yochid could bring a carbon Pesach by himself. Umeis, lo yivienu b'noi achav l'shem Pesach. Normally, if a person is mafish a carbon oil, it's carbon oil of Yankel, and Yankel never passed away before he brought it to Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is that his son brings it. He has a shame of being mechaper for Yankel. The kedusha that it's Yankel's a carbon was already chal on the behemah. It's brought, even though Yankel is no longer in this world. So over here you don't have that. The son can't bring a carbon Pesach. He has to bring a El L'shem Shlomim. Why? The rationale behind it should be pretty clear. If Yankel was mafish a carbon oila, the pshat is a person can be mafish any type of carbon, and it's taka Yankel's a carbon. Yankel's son Beryl could bring the carbon, and what's going on the Mizbeach could be Yankel's carbon. Yankel is not patung up a choiv. Yankel is never shenaf yenevel. He's not alive anymore. He doesn't have to be yotzei dechevasoi. Yes, but a carbon can be brought even without having a choiv. So it's Yankel's carbon, even though it's not patung up a choiv of a living Yankel that still has a choiv to bring a carbon. Bringing a carbon Pesach is not something arbitrary, and it's not something a person can do b'nedava. He's a mechuyiv, and every carbon Pesach has to fulfill being yoytzi yidei choyvas, the ones who are bringing it. So how could, if Yankel dies, or if Yankel and three other people die, how could the children bring the carbon Pesach? It's the carbon Pesach is nikra al shem bailam. It's the carbon Pesach of the fathers. The sons can't be yoytzi their own carbon because it's the carbon of the fathers. They can't be yoytzi their own carbon, and they can't be yoytzi the father's carbon because carbon Pesach has to be brought as a being yoytzi a choyv. Those people are not alive anymore. Yankel's not alive anymore. So it doesn't make sense, not mitzad the sons, because it's the father's carbon, but it doesn't make sense to bring it for the father, because the father doesn't have a chayiv. He's chafshim in avitzvus. He was already buried. So what has to be done? So you have to bring it as a carbon shlomim, because a carbon shlomim, you go back to the regular din, that a shlomim can be brought without a chayiv. So the sons could bring their father's carbon, not as a carbon vessel, they'll bring it on Chol HaMoed as a shlomim. And with that, the father, the carbon of the father was brought. It's not dispensing him, it's not freeing him of any obligation, but so what? That's a problem with a carbon Pesach. The other carbon where this would be a problem would be a carbon chatos. Carbon chatos also, by definition, has to be mechaper. If a person's not alive anymore, his carbon being brought can't be mechaper for him. Which is why we have halacha, that if a person dies, and he was already mafish of carbon chatos, there's halacha of chatois hameses. Those carbonas have to be gotten rid of. They can't be brought. It doesn't make sense to bring a carbon chatos to be mechaper for somebody who's not alive anymore. Carbon oil is not a problem. Carbon oil doesn't have to be a full mechaper. Carbon oil, there is a kapora, but that's not the essence of a carbon oil. Is the reach nechayichich shel Hashem. So why can't it be that it should be a schus for the father in Gan Eden that his carbon was a reach nechayichich shel Hashem? It's not a problem. Carbon shlamim also. Chata is a problem, and a Pesach is a problem. The hesber that we gave in why carbon Pesach can't be brought by sons like any other carbon is a hesber that's spoken out by Richus in Tosis Rid on Daf Tzadik Ches, as well as other Rishonim on Daf Petes. It's a Yediyah Cheshuva in Yoni Kotchum. We'll just point out one more thing. We had before in the Mishnah previously, we had a concept of a carbon being Nidche. What happens, let's say the father, Nebuch, passed away the 14th day of Nisan on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The korban was oimid to be hukrav as a korban Pesach, and now the father died, it can't be brought. Maybe that should create a dichui. The Gemara Daf Tzadik Ches says, yes, it does. What's the Mishnah talking about, that the son can bring it as a shlomim on Chol HaMoed, like we said, where the father died before Chatzos? So that you were never really at the time of korban Pesach. It's not nidche from being brought as a korban Pesach. It had Kedusha's carbon Pesach, and it can't be brought, but it wasn't nidche. It wasn't rejected as a carbon Pesach, because it wasn't oimid in the zman of carbon Pesach. So Mele, if the father died before Chatzos, then it has Kedusha's carbon Pesach, shalom is man, and blibes a shlomim. The son can bring the father's carbon as a shlomim.